It's 6:55. A review has begun to find out why some smartphones did not receive the national alert message, which was sent out yesterday afternoon. Let's have a little listen.
That is not the alert, by the way.
That is not the alert. That is us playing the alert. It is ghastly. It's a horrible noise.
It's supposed to be, though, right?
I think so, yeah. But then, remember, we played... No, you weren't here. We played a load of sort of international alerts, and some of them are really quite good.
Really?
The Italian one is funky as hell.
Is it?
Yeah. And that is a horrible one. I think just definitively that is horrible. So this new alert system was tested on millions of mobile phones yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock, or round about three, designed to warn people of a life-threatening emergency. Critics say it's an example of the state interfering in the private lives of citizens. Others have said they got it early, they got it late. Some say they got nothing. Interesting to know where you were when you got it, if you got it. Let's speak to Fevzi Turkalp. He's a tech journalist and the editor of the website gadgetdetective.com. Morning.
Morning.
Was the test a success yesterday?
I think it was, in that I think most people got their messages, and for those that didn't, at least now they are sitting and studying and trying to find out why. So at least they've done the test and have the opportunity to find out what went wrong, where it did go wrong, rather than wait until there's an actual emergency and then have that problem. So hopefully they will iron it out. But and quite a few people didn't get it for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, what
some
were the reasons?
Some were expected and some were, are still a mystery. Though the majority of those who didn't get it appear to have been on the Three network, uh-huh. And Three, and to a lesser extent, O2, although to a much lesser extent, I would posit. Three have said that they're working now with the government to understand why that happened. So, you know, obviously implicit in that is they don't know why. The message, probably important just to point out that the message, although it's from the government, has to go through these different commercial carriers' infrastructure, and therefore, to an extent, they're reliant upon that infrastructure working as expected. Clearly, in some cases, it didn't. But there are other reasons that, you know, were to be expected. One is not just that you had to have a 4G or 5G phone, but you had to have a certain level of software update. So, for example, for iOS, for Apple phones, you would have had to have 14.5 or later. That is quite recent. And equally with Android, you had to have Android 11 or later. So if you didn't have one of those, then, you know, it's quite possible that you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't be expected to get it. Also, don't forget, there's also the issue of whether you just were in signal range at that time of a 4G or 5G signal. You see, it wasn't sent on 3G or even 2G, so it's quite possible that you had a working mobile phone that was doing most of what you expected, but at that moment you didn't have signal.
Is there any concern going forward that hackers might sort of play around with this and you could end up with scam alerts?
Yeah, there is very much a concern about that. There was a academic paper written about 3 years ago about how potentially easy it would be to hack this technology, because this technology is already in use essentially in 19 other countries. So it's not groundbreaking in technological terms. We haven't, you know, changed that technology dramatically, because it uses a feature built into the phone and the operating system. So yes, there is that concern. And one of the things that is incumbent upon a government, if it's going to send out these sorts of warnings, is it has to try and protect the system as best it can. The other thing is, and it does put the onus on us as individuals, but it is possible to cross-reference any alert you get with the government website to see if you go to gov.uk/.
Not sure I'm going to do that if I'm in a bit of a panic, but yeah, well, point taken.
Yeah, but
going to have to leave it there, Fevzi. Good to speak to you, though. That's Fevzi Turkalp, tech journalist and editor of the website gadgetdetective.com.